And as the president visited that school yesterday, Democrats grabbed a little bit of the spotlight. They introduced a proposal to pump $500 million into education in New Orleans. The proposal is meant to ease a severe teacher shortage, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The president made it clear that he chose a charter school to endorse the prominent role these independent schools are playing in the city. 31 of the 56 schools now open there are charters. The state recently endorsed 9 more charters, including a new school to be run by the Knowledge's Power Program, or KIPP. KIPP's Jonathan Birch says growth is good, but it's hard to keep up.
For next school year, we have to hire 18 new teachers. In 2 years, for the 08-09 school year, we're going to have to hire about 40 to 45 new teachers to keep up with our growth.
Right now, kids are coming back faster than teachers are. Sarah Usden of the group New Schools for New Orleans says that's a problem citywide.
Looking to population return in addition to current need for teachers, we're going to need upwards of 700 teachers next year.
Democrats in the House introduced legislation that would give a $5,000 bonus to teachers who commit to 3 more years in New Orleans. Experienced educators could earn other bonuses. Congressman George Miller, the chair of the House Education and Labor Committee, says schools are a key part of the city's recovery.
We have kids who are returning, the families who are returning, and we do not want them to lose another year of school or to be sitting in a classroom with 40, 50, 60 other kids.
The need for veteran teachers is a key part of the problem, according to Professor Jim Meza of the University of New Orleans. He runs 2 charter schools.
It's finding a teacher who has the ability to deal with a child who's been neglected educationally for so long.
Student achievement was dismal before the storm. Katrina made it worse as kids moved from school to school as families settled down. The new cadre of charter and reconstituted public schools have high hopes that they can revive lagging test scores, but Jim Meza says teacher skills may not be up to the task. Many have failed a required exam.
Math and science are very, very difficult to hire. Special education, you know, these children need special education, and unfortunately, we don't have the number of teachers to support our population.
Over the last 2 months, 300 students were turned away from New Orleans schools. Officials said facilities were full, so kids missed weeks of school as educators waited for new spots to open up. Sarah Usden says the problem is exacerbated by the slow pace of recovery.
It's a partial function of the teacher shortage. It's a partial function of having had 80% of the city flooded and countless buildings destroyed.
Teachers and administrators who do return face a housing shortage and higher rents. City boosters say the Democratic plan in Congress, if it passes, would help. The proposal would provide a $500 a month housing subsidy and relocation costs for those willing to teach in city schools. The good news, says Jonathan Birch of KIPP, is that teachers who do return will be loved.
I think that if you're a talented teacher in New Orleans right now, everybody wants you.
Education supporters in the city say the shortage is a problem. But since it's a sign that families are returning, it's a good problem to have. Larry Abramson, NPR News.